This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. The number of deaths worldwide from the COVID-19 virus creeps up on 200,000, while the number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million. The United States has about a quarter of the deaths at 52,000, and the number of infections is nearly 1 million. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to reporters in the briefing room, he said that there has been very significant progress over the past 7 days. The president said that 18 states are showing a decline in the number of COVID positive tests, and nationwide, the percentage of positive tests is also down. Mr. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Horn spoke for 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking any questions. The coronavirus has devastated the nation's economy, but a poll shows that a majority of Americans feel positive about their personal finances. The numbers are grim. More than 26 million have lost their jobs in the past 5 weeks. In an APARC Center for Public Affairs research poll, about a quarter of American adults say that it's happened to somebody in their household. Roughly half say their households are earning less money, but the vast majority expect the loss will come back once the crisis passes. Some of the optimism is due to Congress passing relief packages. Still, the country split on whether the economy will rebound over the next year. 45% expect to improve. 37% say it will get worse. The rest figure it will stay the same. And for the 10th straight day, China reported no new deaths from the coronavirus. 12 new cases were reported Saturday, 11 of them brought overseas, and one local transmission in the northeastern province. This is VOA News. The coronavirus first seen in China is now ravaging the U.S., and Asian Americans are continuing to wrestle with the second epidemic of hate. Hundreds of attacks on Asian people have been reported, with few signs of decline. Rather than feel helpless, though, many are turning to a range of tactics, from guns to GoPros. Others are training a deflection instead. Many Asian Americans say that they want to safely confront racist bullying and harassment. Grassroots groups are holding video conferencing calls to share ways to defuse abuse. The onslaught of anti-Asian attacks has evoked parallels to how Muslim Americans were treated after 9/11. Sweden is threatening to close bars and restaurants that do not follow social distancing recommendations by the public health authorities. Sweden's interior minister says authorities are receiving worrying reports about full outdoor dining and crowding, adding that he does not want to see any crowded outdoor restaurants in Stockholm or elsewhere. Guidelines must be followed, otherwise operations will be closed. The Swedish government on Friday asked the country's 290 municipalities to report on how restaurants and cafes are following the public health authorities' advice. Sweden has so far opted for relatively liberal policies to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The Saudi-led coalition on Friday said that it was extending a unilateral ceasefire in Yemen by 1 month to support efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The extension was reported by the state-run Saudi press agency, citing a coalition spokesman. A two-week ceasefire announced by the coalition that's battling the Iran-aligned Houthi group in Yemen expired on Thursday with no permanent truce. Online prayer, shuttered mosque, and breaking the fast without relatives and friends, Muslims in Brazil are adjusting to Ramadan under lockdown, with imams turning to social media to mark the holiest month of the Muslim calendar. Just like in other parts of the world, Ramadan usually fills these mosques, but this year, because of the COVID-19 virus, faithful or improvised, including turning to social media platforms to hear their imam. And again, the coronavirus devastating the nation's economy. A poll does show that a majority of Americans do feel positive about their personal finances. The numbers are grim. More than 26 million people have lost their jobs in the past 5 weeks alone. And the number of deaths worldwide from COVID-19 is now approaching 200,000. The number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million people. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Today's music includes the usual awesome variety of Pan-African music of diverse styles. I've got bobo, alternative, marimba, jazz, benga, and then there's a lot of Nigeria and Mali today. That's because, for Nigeria, I pay special tribute to the world-famous composer, ethnomusicologist, and playwright Akin Yuba. He passed away on April 14th. He was 84 years old. Pianist William Chapman Yaho joins us to remember Akin Yuba, and I'll share some amazing recordings from the Music Time in Africa archives of Yoruba folk opera, juju music, and Dr. Yuba himself theorizing about music adapting in a changing world. And for Mali, well, I've got Song of the Week, which is Dankele by Mali's hottest Bambara band, Bamba Wasulu Groove. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to talk about the song and the group's awesome Facebook performance. Also, a few artists pop in throughout the hour to tell you about their new music and upcoming Facebook Live performances exclusively for you on Music Time in Africa Facebook. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We're starting off with a brand new benga single by Akode. She urges women to be strong. Every woman should know that no amount of pity party would ever put a smile or food on the table, she writes on YouTube. Once you've left your parents' home in the name of relationship, your life and the life of your family members, especially your children, remains your responsibility. It doesn't matter the kind of work you'll do to make ends meet, she says. All life cares about is bills must be paid. MC Tricky.
Sawa ina mume na choloka au tiani siana siana ndoke kuimakia mtu sawa ina mume na choloka au tiani siana siana ndoke kuimakia wae mtu wae mume twa Wakwata dina, wakwea siana, kainu kweka chama. Wai mutuai mumechwa, wakwata dina, wakwea siana, kainu kweka chama. Tudose mayo na sukuma, siana isome. Ona malu, modenya umwa ukavika. Uone nesa, modenya umwa ukavika. Uone nesa. Na mwisho mandibina, akama newe daia. Kichumi meka maundo, matatonyeka. Mandibina, akama newe daia, kichumi meka maundo, matatonyeka. Thank you.
right. Yes, that was Akode's brand new single, Mitwasa. Be strong, women. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now let's go back to 2014 with Grace Barbé and Afro Sega. Was Grace Barbé from the Indian Ocean nation of Seychelles.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? You are tuned in to Music Time right here on VOA with Heather.
Hello, guys. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I hope you're all holding up okay under these stressful coronavirus times. I am. I'm doing all right, broadcasting to you again from my home studio in Capitol Hill, right here in Washington, D.C. So glad to be with you. Now back to the music. I'm going to slow us down with a brand new fresh sound from Namibia. The artist, his name is Elemoto, sent me the song and a voice memo all about it just for you.
Hello world. My name is Elemoto here in Namibia, Windhoek. We are all in confinement like the rest of the world. The song, I hope, will uplift your spirit in these very tough times. It's a song written on the road, asking where is home, what is home, especially coming from the Kalahari, humble beginnings, and having traveled the world. I've come to reflect on, you know, how everybody has the desire to belong, to have a family, but at the same time, the desire to get out there and find and follow your dreams, follow your path home. I hope you guys enjoy it. Stay safe, stay sane. Much love.
It's been a while since I have been home. I told my mama I would be back soon. But now that I'm here, I've got things to do. I miss your stories around the fire. Because all this money and fame, ain't getting me higher. Getting me higher. How I miss your stories around the fire. Around the fire. Tikiri, tikiri, ma tirele jo. Tikiri, tikiri, ma tirele jo. Mama wa meu, sente
I'm not.
right. That was Home, a brand new single by Elomoto, who, in case you just tuned in during the song, sent a voice memo to say hello from Windhoek, Namibia. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. I've got a special Nigeria segment coming up real soon. But first, here is another artist popping in via voice memo. This is Blessing Bled Chimanga, who has an exciting announcement.
Hey, everybody. This is your boy, Blessing Bled Chimanga, all the way from Zimbabwe. Musician, marimba player, drummer, singer, songwriter. I'm excited to be live on Music Time in Africa Facebook page for an exclusive special concert, a concert we have titled Concert of Hope. This will be on Wednesday, the 22nd of April at 1 p.m. You gotta tune in and have a good time with us, because guess what? It is time for Africa.
Okay, so guys, that was Blessing Bled Chimanga. And if you think that voice memo was energetic, wait till you see his performance. Here's a little preview. So that's Blessing Bled Chimanga playing marimba. And like he said, this coming Wednesday, April 22nd, which is Earth Day, actually, we're going to get an exclusive live performance on Music Time in Africa Facebook page. I'll be there. Kwame Ofori will be there. And together, we're going to hang out, enjoy our very own marimba concert with Bled from Zimbabwe. It starts at 1700 UTC. That's 1 p.m. Washington time. If you're in Liberia, it's 5 p.m. If you're in Nigeria, it's 6 p.m. 8 p.m. for Kenyans, 7 p.m. Southern Africa time. Cameroonian time is 6 p.m. I'm just throwing them out there. If you're in other areas, now you get kind of a ballpark anyway idea. It's going to be fantastic.
Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, now we're going to spend a little time in Nigeria to honor the passing of Akin Yuba. Professor Olatunji Akin Yuba, a Nigerian composer, a musicologist, a pianist, he passed away on Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. He was 84 years old. Dr. Yuba earned a PhD in ethnomusicology from the University of Ghana, Legon, in 1974. He wrote his dissertation on Dundun music of the Yoruba. And before that, he'd served as head of music at the Nigeria Broadcasting Corporation. And then before that was a lecturer and senior research fellow at University of Lagos and Ife in Nigeria. Now, as you know, we have all of our Music Time in Africa broadcasts digitized now, dating back since 1965. You can listen to them and search for music by location, year, or artist. Well, I found a 1971 broadcast that featured Dr. Yuba discussing his ideas from an article he had written in an American magazine called Africa Report, entitled Music Adapts to a Changing World.
More recently, Nigeria has been affected by the impact of European culture. And although attitudes to Western music have been somewhat mixed, it is quite evident that certain new elements have been incorporated into Nigerian music as a result of this Western impact. In view of all this, one might conclude that the question which we should be asking now is not whether Nigerian music has been changing, but how much and in what respects it has changed.
So that was the voice of Akin Yuba. Now, he continued to elaborate on this idea and identified five music categories based on degrees and types of change. One of them was Yoruba folk opera. So this is an excerpt of Eda, a folk opera composed by the legendary Duro Oladipo, who wrote 10 such operas in his lifetime. This excerpt, also featured on the same 1971 MTIA broadcast, was recorded in the playwright's hometown of Oshogbo by Leo Sarkisian, the founder of this program, Music Time in Africa. Hello, you're tuned into Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're listening to part of the late Duro Oladipo's Yoruba folk opera Eda in honor of the passing of Dr. Akin Yuba, who passed away April 14th. Dr. Yuba was a composer as well as an ethnomusicologist, and he invented and theorized the concept of African pianism. That is, how the piano, because of its unique attributes, could be used as a medium for reinterpreting the core structural and rhythmic principles of African music in new ways and for global audiences. This is one of his compositions. It's called Igba Kini, played by William Chapman Nyaho on his 2020 release, Kete, Piano Music of Africa and the African Diaspora. That was William Chapman Yaho performing Igba Kini, a composition by the late Dr. Akin Yuba. Now, I got in touch with Nyaho earlier this week to hear his thoughts about what it was like to know and to work with Dr. Yuba.
I was really saddened to hear of the passing of Dr. Akin Yuba. I had just recorded two of his pieces from four pictures from Oyo Calabashes, and it's my hope that he was able to hear them before he passed away. He is really able to capture the spirit of African, particularly West African music and drumming practices and just all of that, all combined into using instruments from other cultures like the piano or even Korean instruments. So what a great man.
That's pianist William Chapman Yaho speaking about the passing of Dr. Akin Yuba. Here's his performance of Yuba's composition Igbo Kerin from the same 2020 recording Kete, Piano Music of Africa and the African Diaspora. I also asked Nyaho to describe his relationship, his personal relationship with Akin Yuba, and also how he felt playing his compositions.
I would consider Akin Yuba one of my elders, a giant whose shoulders I stand on. He was just a wonderful musician, ethnomusicologist, composer. And I got to meet him in the 90s when he was organizing festivals. I particularly remember one in 1999 called What is African Pianism? And that was a great conference in which I was able to perform with my dual piano partner, but also hear all these wonderful composers from the African continent and the diaspora perform. And it just encouraged me on my path. He was very encouraging. I put together an anthology of piano music of Africa and the African diaspora, which was published by Oxford University Press, and got to collaborate with Akin Yuba in having some of his pieces published. He was just a great man, very encouraging, and I think a lot of people were really influenced and impacted by him. Growing up in Ghana, I attended Achimota Primary and Secondary School, where they taught us not only traditional music through dancing and drumming. We had great teachers who taught Western classical music. For example, Mr. John Barham, my piano teacher, or Mrs. Joy Akutu, or Mr. Robert Kwame, or Mr. Essa. Having grown up with these two cultures just coursing through my body, when it came to actually learning and performing music by Akin Yuba, it just felt natural. I just felt, in a way, I was able to meld these two cultures that I straddled.
Okay, that was William Chapman Yaho speaking about Akin Yuba, the father of African pianism, as he was known, who passed away earlier this week. May he rest in peace. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. And before moving on to Song of the Week and more great music, let's honor Mr. Yuba one last time with this final tune from Nigeria, an oldie that was the kind of music he theorized about and certainly enjoyed in his time. Here's Olaiwola Ogini and his young babyface Juju Band. All right, that was the young babyface Juju band from Nigeria, recorded sometime in the 1960s. And you can hear that and the folk opera and Dr. Yuba's speech, even more of it, on the August 8, 1971 digitized broadcast of Music Time in Africa. Anytime. All you have to do is search Music Time in Africa Archive.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. Now, it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Since the coronavirus has had musicians finding creative ways to promote themselves, to keep their audiences engaged, I have seen dozens of Facebook posts by artists every day. So I want to spotlight one of those Facebook posts today and get to a song of the week.
That groove is Bamba Wasulu Groove, a group from Mali. And the reason why we like them is that they announced, you know, on their socials that they've canceled their European tours. And then they gave us a wonderful PSA telling us to all stay home, be safe, and take care of ourselves.
Yes. Now, what I also love about this post, they're all playing live and playing really well. You know, you've got the singer right up in front and he addresses, you know, he just sings naturally. They're so relaxed, you can't believe it. And, you know, he's got his fly whisk.
It's a beautiful video. I mean, a chill vibe. And they left, you know, a link for us to see one of their videos and enjoy it. And Heather, what is the name of that song?
Okay. This song, which is our song of the week, is called Dankele. And what it means is, it means the brave ones. And he is singing for the brave ones in Mali, meaning everyday, regular, hardworking people. He's like, you guys got it. You keep on going. Do what you got to do to survive.
Yep, let's jump right in. I love the strings from the bass guitar to the lead guitar and in that traditional sense. And I know you've lived in Mali, in Bamako, so you probably can relate a lot to it.
I totally relate, but I feel like I'm getting transported back to Bamako. Make a point in letting people know is that this band are not praise singers. They're not griots. Mm-hmm. They don't sing praises of people or the history like that. They're like the Mondo griots. They're popular Bamba musicians and they sing about whatever. These guys compose their own music. It's music of the people, the regular everyday people. So it's a different type of Malian music than many of us are aware of.
That's cool. That means Malian pop music with a funk.
was Dankele.
Bamba Wasulu Groove.
I'm Heather Mackblow.
And I'm Mr. Sante. And that was
Song of the Week, baby.
Okay, from Mali to Sierra Leone, here's one of my favorite music genres, especially when I want to cheer myself up, Bobo music. This is Sabano by the late king of Bobo music, Janka Nabe. Sabano, Sabano. Janka Nabe with Sabano, a song from his last album, Build Music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Now, here's a little pop-in via voice message from the FOKN Boys from Ghana. They've got a new song out.
Hello, people. This is Mensah of the FOKN Boys. And though we're all on physical lockdown between Accra, London, and Budapest, it does not stop us from sending some magic your way. Stay safe and keep your spirits up in these interesting times. So please enjoy this from the world's first ever pigeon musical soundtrack, Deserved, Deserted, Desert, Desert.
Hey, Charlie, what we did? They feel like heaven.
Beautiful women.
Then be like seven.
But why then they both free?
I don't know.
Adesh, she touch me, pain me, oh.
Ah, beg you, you won't shy us for here.
Yes, sister, please don't touch me there.
Uh-huh, you should say them a hand inside heart.
Don't tell us something to be right for the yard.
Deserved, deserted, desert, desert. Deserved, deserted, desert, desert. Damn, she the wine like Burkina Faso.
Mama Sita Ke Paso, you from El Paso?
This be Africa, oh no be Mexico.
But this hot cocoa, they drive me loco.
Eniche, Bogoli, Gininu.
Hey, you the rat of Bambara too.
Abiba, Kolafia, I fit to see your face.
Baby, she be alien from some serious place.
What
a ridiculous waste. If we know if we touch that immaculate waste.
For try squeeze and small, then try one a lock.
Yes.
Oh no, what the
focus? Drowsy, I know the fit wakey wakey. My whole body they achy achy. Bones feel like breaky breaky. G they wine like snakey snakey. This be real or fakey fakey. Some kind of mistakey stakey. Say a wrong move, we makey makey. Like one alive, they takey takey.
Be like we see these guys before.
Uh-huh, we see Obolo for chopper, huh?
Yeah, where we see the bolero for the beach.
Slim Tools did at the time with the just chief.
Where I spot Alongay for the cafe as we browse.
As you almost drowned, then she did the crowd.
Hey, she be the same girl for the club inside.
Hey, she should not make the go quashe we for outside.
Yes, all right. That was the FOKN Boys out of Ghana. I've got time for two more tunes for you before saying goodbye. So we're going to turn to South Africa and then to Côte d'Ivoire to jazz out the show with Azuni Adu. Here's Mafiki Zolo's latest single, Ngeke Balunge. It's a beautiful love song in which the couple says, no matter what anyone tries to do to break us apart, it's never going to happen. We're like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
That was Mafiki Zolo with Ngeke Balunge. I'm Heather Maxwell, and hey, we have time for one more song. So in the spirit of African pianism and the dearly departed Dr. Akin Yuba, this is Azuni Adu, composer, singer, pianist, and multi-instrumentalist with High State.
High State, you go to my head. High State,
with High State by Azuni Adu, it is time to say goodbye for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Also, thanks to William Chapman Yaho for sharing his thoughts and his music, and also to the artist who popped in via voice message, Elemoto from Namibia, the FOKN Boys from Ghana, and Blessing Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe. Hey, remember, tune in to my Facebook page this Wednesday at 1700 Universal Time for our private live marimba concert with Bled. It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see you all live. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, go to www.voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Or you can also just search it on the web, Music Time in Africa Archive. Please take care of yourselves in these stressful times. And if the coronavirus is in your area, take it seriously and do what you got to do to stay safe. on our FM stations. We are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. And you know you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay healthy, and stay strong.